Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN. With special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
the NCAA when hell freezes over. Well, may I welcome them to come hang out in Memphis today. Hey, I worked really hard on that one, so I appreciate the applause.
Nailed it.
Early in the morning, it's a frozen tundra. I refuse to call what I saw this morning snow, so I will call. I will call it flurries. I grew up in Colorado, so like real snow.
A dusting.
Yes, a slight dusting on my way out the door, but it is 20 degrees, and I did see on one of the morning shows that they were showing that it is colder in Memphis this morning than it is in Alaska. So congratulations. We did it. We are cold.
Yes, we
are. But we are here to warm you up with the hottest of hot takes on the James Wiseman situation. And by hottest, I mean, what else is there to say? Like, is anyone else? I experienced a deep legal jargon hangover.
Oh yeah.
After this is usually my Saturday since I work the weekends over at Local 24, and I just collapsed watching Monday Night Football last night, and just I couldn't think about anything else legally with the James Wiseman situation. But we do have to continue, of course, to talk about James Wiseman, because unless something crazy happens, he is going to play a basketball game tonight, whether the NCAA likes it or not. He is also the conference player of the week. He is also the Lute Olson National Player of the Week. So take that, establishment. He's just
take that for data. Ooh.
Nice. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fizdale. Tough times going on for him there.
Yeah. Not, you know it's bad when it's the when you have the whatever the president of basketball operations, when it's like, well, we can't look at the roster and say that's the problem. It's gotta be the coach.
Well, he'll always have the data. So there's that. Jeff Calkins, the fine host of the show, is in Portland for the Tigers game against 14th-ranked Oregon tonight. He says enough is enough. Let's settle this thing. Let's move on. We're going to talk to him about that ASAP. The Tigers debuting new shirts on their road trip to Portland that have literal targets on their back, which I'm not sure they read Jeff's column. I don't know. It's pretty subtle. It's not really subtle.
There's a prick in the small of your back.
I will say, in comparison to Kansas's approach at their Midnight Madness with Snoop and stripper poles and cash money guns, yes, the Tigers shirts
more dignity.
Are quite subtle. Mm-hmm. Just a nice little target on the back there. Nice message. The Grizzlies got their first road win of the season last night.
Take that for data.
And you probably want to keep Jaren Jackson Jr. to all of you people out there with that blasphemy of turning on him so early in the season. How dare you? We have 72 games to go. But Jaren was dynamite last night. We finally had a good Monday Night Football game. There hasn't been a tie on Monday Night Football since 1983, a fun fact I learned last night, and we came very, very close to getting
I actually one. Thought in overtime of, like, are they going for the tie? Like It, was
it felt
like
they missed it. Yeah, like they wanted this game to meet. It just means more if it ends in a tie. But it didn't. My fiancé is a giant 49ers fan, and he was prancing around in his 49ers pajama pants. He goes full... Mm-hmm. Jersey pajama pant combo.
As one does.
Every time. See, here's the thing. Okay, so if you don't know me, the quickest recap is Chris is a Warriors fan. He's a Syracuse basketball fan, and he's a Niners fan. He's also a Giants fan. He grew up in the Bay Area. I thought I was in the clear.
Yeah.
Because the Warriors, not great. Syracuse basketball, we saw that first game against Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But the Niners have just ruined.
But 34 points is not good?
No. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I thought that I was going to have kind of a calm ease into winter, but the 49ers ruined everything. Yeah, if you really want to find out what I'm talking about, just go to my Twitter, @local24jessica, and I post videos humiliating my fiancé because it's the only thing I can do to keep me sane. Also, I wanted to shout out the women's soccer team at Memphis. They are going to the NCAA tournament for an eighth time. The selection show was last night. They will travel to Washington State to play on Friday night. I gotta give them a shout out because even though they lost in the conference championship game over the weekend, they are still ballers. This show is baller today at 9:30. We are joined by Gary Parrish, college basketball columnist and TV analyst for CB Sports. You know him. You probably know a thing or two about what we are talking about. At 10, we'll talk to Chris Harrington. He'll tell us if Bluff City Law pulled off the greatest heist of all time and switched everything around to dedicate their show to the case of James Wiseman. Mm-hmm. We'll also hear from him more on the Grizzlies' big win. And at 10:25, we talk to a man whose name you might not know. His name is Tom Yeager, but he is going to be here to give you the perspective that you might not necessarily want. But it's a perspective that everyone here in Memphis certainly should hear. Tom Yeager was the longtime commissioner of the Colonial. He had 30 years as a commissioner in college athletics, but he was on NCAA enforcement before that. And even while serving as a commissioner at one point, he was a former chair of the NCAA's Committee on Infractions. So those are the people who hear and assess penalties for NCAA rule violations. He himself retired back in 2016, but he still has a pulse on everything that's going on. And he's somebody who can give that NCAA enforcement side, since we don't hear a lot from the NCAA. You're hearing a lot from Wiseman's lawyers. You're hearing a lot from, you know, subtle statements from the Memphis basketball team, a statement from the university. And then you just had that kind of very small statement from the NCAA. They're not a group that you get a lot from. So to get somebody who can hypothesize on a couple things for us will be something different that you haven't heard this week. So we'll get his take on James Wiseman at Memphis. We'll hit you with the one story you've been waiting on at 10:45. But let's dive into it with the host of this show, lead sports columnist for the Daily Memphian, Jeff Calkins, live from Portland. Jeff, it is a slogan in Portland to say, keep Portland weird. It's on mugs. It's on shirts. I think people have tattoos of it. I'm a Pacific Northwesterner. How weird is it there today with the Tigers?
Well, I haven't left my hotel room.
Good.
So, what time is it here? It's early. So it's
7:08.
And then we had a long layover in Dallas, and then it's a long flight to Portland, and so we got in after midnight. And so, So I'm just barely rousing. But before we get to the wild stuff, I wonder. Actually, I've been thinking about that. The show needs something. This radio show needs something else, a little more formality every morning to sort of introduce the day and to let us know that it's something significant. And what do we do before every sporting event is my question. And before every sporting event as Americans, what do?
The national.
We have, exactly. And I had it's funny. I thought about this that, you know, maybe at the beginning of my show, we should have the national anthem. And as I was having this thought, I got an email from a guy. Let me look. Carl something. It was Carl. His name was Carl. And he wrote me and said that his proudest moment as a father was when
no.
you sang the national anthem before the women's basketball, the WAC women, it was the WAC women's basketball tournament, I believe is what he said. And he said, you absolutely nailed it. And it was his proudest moment as a dad. And I hope he's listening now.
Oh, he is.
This has come in very handy. And so what happened? Was this the one and only time you sang the national anthem? And aren't you worried about I'm not gonna ask you to sing it. Don't worry, share's enough.
Bless you.
Aren't you concerned about I would be, even if I knew the words like I knew my own name, I would be petrified of forgetting the words.
Well, that's exactly it's funny you mentioned that. Yes, so it was at the WAC basketball tournament in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and I was so worried about forgetting the words that I actually wrote them on my hand in pen. I was petrified. And
in fairness, it is one. It's like one run, like long run on sets.
No, just the key phrase. My thing is like when I'm singing the anthem, fun fact, this is a true story. I sing the anthem at least once a week in my car to make sure I can still do it.
Really?
Yeah,
it's also
just for
a very
fun.
Difficult
super
song
weird.
To sing.
It is. It is. And if you don't start on the right pitch, you just really screw yourself over because then you're too high.
It's over.
It's over. Yeah, that was a beautiful start.
I was just trying to think what pitch I'd start at. If
always start lower
register than you think.
Always start lower than you think.
Is the key.
You know, Mike Heisley sang the anthem once, of course, and did a fine job, knocked it out of the park for the Grizzlies once upon a time.
Really?
You're not familiar with this. He said that if the Grizzlies' first playoff game, we happened to be that year, the Grizzlies played in Barcelona and in Paris. And so I went on the trip, and I was actually on the team plane, which is staggering to think. You think there's any – I don't think they'd let me in the team. I don't think they'd let media in the airspace, basically, with the Grizzlies now. So we were on the team plane. And actually, it was nice. You kind of got to know these people a little bit. And Heisley said that he actually – and boy, I bet they feel ridiculous now in Vancouver – they had him sing because he bought the team to save them and keep them in Vancouver. He said he was going to keep them in Vancouver. So he was a hero. So they had him sing the national anthem. I think this is true in Vancouver, the Canadian national anthem, before the season began for the first game. He then ripped them out and took them to Memphis. So nice work, Mike.
Yeah, nice.
But anyway, so I wrote a column saying that if they make the playoffs for the first time, Mike has agreed to sing the anthem. And what do you know? That's the year the Hubie Brown, they made the playoffs and everything else. And Mike's the Hubie Brown game, what everyone talks about, the sky being filled with white towel debris because everyone was twirling their growl towels. And there was this, they were cheaply made. And so it looked like how Memphis does evidently right now outside, only it was snowing harder. But that game also Mike Heisley sang the anthem. So, okay. So you sing the anthem. This is
Well, I will
thing,
say, I do want to say that my dad, true story, because my dad was the commissioner of the WAC at the time. And he told the PA if she nails it, I didn't know this going into it. He told the PA, if she nails it afterwards, you can say, Jesse, I used to go by Jesse. Jesse Benson is the daughter of Carl Benson. He told the PA, if she's bad, don't say a word. So he always said something afterwards, so we'll go with that. I survived.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Anyway, I think it's something we should ponder, you know, for your weekly appearance.
Okay.
You sing it once a week anyway.
Yeah, so I might as well make it public.
You just make it, might as well just be singing it on the show. So, yeah. And then how bad is it? How bad is the, are schools open there or schools closed?
Good question. I think it's not bad at all. At all. But I'm a terrible judge of character.
Three news people. We have no idea.
You have no idea if schools are closed. This is the clear evidence that you are at a different stage of life than I am. Right.
That's true. That's true. Because I'm on the road regardless. Let's see if my girl Chelsea Chandler has any tweets about schools. She's the official morning meteorologist at Local 24. Jackson State Community College is closed today.
Okay, well, that's
that
fine.
Doesn't
so
help. Yeah, no, so, I don't know. Yeah,
so, here are the so schools that are closed.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey.
Forest City School District delayed 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's,
yeah.
That's the hinterlands.
St. Mary's Episcopal School's closed. What?
For what? This?
Well, they cram a lot into every day. It doesn't really matter if they change. They probably deserve it.
This is when Hutchison got out for rain and we didn't. Gosh, this brings back bad memories.
They need a day off. They work hard over there. Anyway, so okay, onward we go to the world of sports. I did note the Jaren Jackson stuff. It is funny. People literally did. People wanted to trade him.
It was ridiculous.
They actually wanted to trade him a week ago, and now the truth of the matter is, what was Ja last night? 2 for 12.
Yes.
I think your job was two. Time
he's
to
been
trade
he's
Ja.
Been 5 for 25 in his last two games.
Ever since, Chris
ever since he was, yes, exactly.
Ever since the Grizzlies put out a stat, and they did not compare him to Michael Jordan. They just pointed out that if you slice the stats just right for the beginning of his career, he has done something. I don't have this particular collection of stats that only Michael Jordan had done.
It was 25 points, 50% shooting, and 5 assists or 7 assists.
And ever since then, he can't. Correct. The curse of Michael Jordan has descended upon him. And now I think probably trade Ja, right?
That's the only answer, if you ask.
I think now this is what having young basketball players is going to be like. There will be great days and there will be bad days. And good for Jaren to have rebounded the way he did and had the game that he did last night. Good for the Grizzlies. And good for the Grizzlies, by the way, to spoil Tony Parker's night, because how many times did Tony Parker spoil Grizzlies' night, right? I mean, Tony Parker would rip the heart out during the old playoff days, and I think it's only appropriate that the Grizzlies return the favor down there in San Antonio.
And it's their first road win, too, so it just makes it of this year with this young team.
Yeah.
Everything fits together nicely.
So, and then in terms of how weird it is with, there's a part of me, I will enjoy the spectacle tonight, and I would love it if somehow Memphis could take on the establishment, wear their Target on the Back T-shirts, give the double bird to everybody, play James Wiseman, destroy Oregon, go on, destroy everybody, run through the entire country, win the national championship, and upend the NCAA. Have the NCAA basically waving a white flag at the end, saying, stop, Penny, stop. Uncles. And I can see, by the way, of that, I can see the part where they could destroy Oregon, although it's interesting enough, I don't think Memphis fans would have expected this. They are underdogs. What is it, Jeffrey? Three points.
Yep.
3 points, yeah. So that's what would be better than, and again, as you pointed out, I wrote in my column that I think they should settle. Better than settling would then be triumphing. That would be most fun. It would be, when I say I think they should settle, it's not in a sense what the best theater would be. It wouldn't be like, let's pretend they actually reached an agreement today before the tip. It would be kind of deflating. Right, I mean, it wouldn't be the most fun thing that could happen today if we found out James was going to sit out the next 6 games and pay back $11,500, and they weren't, and he wasn't going to play against Oregon, which, by the way, is also missing a big man who is sitting out, and it would all be a fair fight. But let's just say that's what happened. It would kind of be deflating in terms of what we would witness tonight. But I think it would probably be the best thing. I don't expect it, but it's—I just don't know how, in all of this, I haven't figured out exactly what victory looks like for Memphis. How I can see what temporary victory looks like for Memphis. Temporary victory is getting the injunction on the 18th or whenever that hearing happens, if it's rescheduled, and then continuing to play and looking awesome. And how funny was it that James Wiseman was the national doodles and national player of the year? Named yesterday. That was fantastic. And that's what temporary victory looked like. I don't know. I haven't been able to get my head around it, and I'm glad you're having the former Colonial Commissioner on because I'm fascinated by his perspective. Do you have any sense of how would ultimate victory transpire here?
For Memphis, I think that's been my issue with all of this as a former child of the NCAA. That certainly shapes my perspective a little bit differently because, yeah, like you said, it's easy to put on the blue glasses while sitting in the city of Memphis and wanting all the smoke and buying into this idea that Memphis can, to quote Bluff City Law, change the world and to change college athletics as we know it by blazing this path. But I think you kind of put it nicely on Gary's show yesterday, I think it was, I was listening, where you said most revolutionaries end up dead. And while we're not talking about literal life and death in this situation, if you're Memphis, yes, you're getting these temporary victories, but why risk it for the ultimate NCAA wrath biscuit is the way I've continuously said. And on the flip side of that, too, you know, if you're the NCAA, you want the best player in your sport playing without the help or the cloud of an injunction. So the issue here comes to can they settle? And can they both get a piece of a pie where they feel like they're getting both a immediate victory and a long-term victory? I don't know. I mean, when I see you last night with the shirts, with the targets on their back, and with Penny wearing the LeBron James uninterrupted Air Force Ones that represent player empowerment, I'm just not sure from a team perspective that they're ready to back down on this.
I think, well, and that's something that Randy Fishman, who was on yesterday, who was James's attorney, said, and I quoted in the column that where he said, "I've never been in a lawsuit where I'm not willing to talk about talk to the other side, and if they want to talk, I'd be happy to talk." I thought it was actually the most interesting. He said lots of interesting things. I thought in some ways it was the most interesting thing he said. He wasn't begging or at all for a settlement, but he was basically saying, "Yeah, of course we would figure this out." But he went on to say, and I didn't quote this, but it's true. There's, and this is true of both sides. There's some things we would do and some things we would not do. If they said you have to sit out 15 games, do I think James would take that deal? Probably not, right? I don't know. I think
is there a
not.
Game number that you think Memphis would find appropriate in the situation?
The question is well, I think if they very clearly, if they just said sit out tonight, it's over, they'd be mad, but they'd do it, right? I think there's no question about that.
Right.
If they said, and then if you look at the schedule, if they said three games, I suspect they'd take it. If they said eight games or nine games, the guy at BYU is nine, I think. I think they should take it, but have James back, run through the conference. Right, win the, you know, and you'd still get to the NCAA tournament. You wouldn't probably have the seed you wanted, and who knows, maybe you'd lose at Tennessee, and that would be, that would pain Memphis fans. But you don't have to lose at Tennessee. You can still beat Tennessee, but maybe you get losses that you wouldn't otherwise have. But I think they would be probably prudent to do that because, again, what I'm wondering is what does ultimate victory look like, and how does it come to pass? Like, what? Let's see if we can imagine it. What would that be? And one that's been suggested to me is they could play all season long. This could be tied up in the courts, and they could basically that the NCAA doesn't want to have discovery and depositions and everything else, and they could basically settle after the season for something trivial. Like the NCAA would feel so besieged and beset and whatever. This is just, I don't believe this is what would happen, but this is, I'm just trying to imagine what ultimate victory would look like, right? That they would say, listen, James, just pay back the money and we'll call it good after the season's over. Like that has been something that's suggested to me, that in the end, it'll sort of be moot. It'll be some trivial little settlement that does not involve the hammer coming down on Memphis. I don't think that's what would happen, but could that be in the realm of things that might possibly, in the world-changing world we live in, happen? I don't. But, you know, or ultimate victory in the courts is another way that it would work. If they actually won and the NCAA was somehow permanently enjoined from, I don't imagine that's what would happen, but I'm just literally, I mean, can you imagine any other, what does ultimate victory look like for Memphis? What could it look like?
I think that first example you gave is what they would hope ultimate victory would look like, but I'm with you. I don't see that as the most realistic situation coming
out
of this.
But you don't do this if you can't imagine.
Right,
they can't,
true.
If they can't imagine ultimate victory, if they don't think they're going to win in the long term, they're not doing this,
exactly.
Right? And so they must have a sense of what ultimate victory looks like. That isn't something that you and I necessarily think is likely at this point. But that's the only, there must be there must be some scenario that they see playing out that we aren't necessarily envisioning, I guess. Anyway, it is more fun if he plays tonight, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
If
the world were to end tomorrow, we will be glad he played tonight.
Yes, and if you're the Tigers, this is a game that, you know, who cares? No offense to University of Illinois at Chicago. It's great. They did their big original finger to the NCAA then, but this is the game that you actually want James Wiseman to play in, and you already have, you know, the early intrigue of a top 15 matchup being held on a Tuesday without much going on, and now you throw in all of this, and this is the biggest test on Memphis's schedule right now, immediately in front of them. How much weight do you put on how this team performs tonight, given everything else that's circulating around this game?
Well, there's all kinds of, if they lose by, Oregon destroyed Boise State, which is a credible team, better than either of the teams that Memphis has played. And so if Oregon wins by 16 comfortably, right, let's just say they win comfortably, what are we going to make of that? What will that look, what will that feel like? And I think what we will make of it is, first, it'll be a little, the revolution is more fun if you're winning, right? And so if it'll be, take that, Memphis versus James Wiseman dunking on the world, right? I mean, how awesome. But that will be fun. Like, that will be fun. And people will see what an incredible player he is and what a travesty it is if he's not allowed to play. Well, just what a shame. That's one of the things Leslie Bauman said to me. As soon as I called him when this story broke and I was in Buffalo, and I said, what do you think of this? And he said, I think it's a shame. And it will to me illustrate what we're missing or could be missing if he's awesome, right? To me, the real question though is what happens if as is totally natural for a young team, first not a true road game but game on the road, and then you have all of this going on top of it, and you have a coach on the other side who's Dana Altman, who's a really good X's and O's coach. What happens if they look kind of out of it, and if whatever, James gets in foul trouble, or will we then say, well, that wasn't worth it? Like, why did you play him in a game that you lost anyway? And yet maybe it will be because of you have to acknowledge they could possibly be distracted here, that they may not be at their absolute best because of all of this, right?
Right. And specifically with James, I did want to get your take on this, knowing, you know, everyone handles spotlight differently, but this being
right,
a literal floodlight on James Wiseman tonight, how do you think he responds going out there?
Well, if he follows there are those who've succeeded before in the spotlight, in the brightest glare of spotlights, and even when they're nervous. And I think the answer is to write the plays on his hand beforehand.
I do too. I would give him that solid advice. It steered me right through a national anthem.
And then he can triumph much as you did tonight, much as you did in singing the national anthem. I don't know. Like, and I actually wasn't there for.
Hello. It looks like we just lost.
Sorry.
Oh, there you are. You're there.
Sorry.
We got you.
I don't know what happened. Okay, you know, they say that Portland's weird.
I tell you.
So, I mean, he was good Friday night, but that wasn't this kind of spotlight. This is not the same kind of spotlight. It is sweet, though. Like, amidst all of this, like, Tyler Harris is wearing the shirt and Penny's wearing the shoes, and James is just such a nice guy. Like, I probably saw the pic, the photo over the weekend of him playing putt when he was at putt-putt.
Yep.
And he's taking a picture with these two little boys, and – like he's it's weird because he's not a, he doesn't strike you as a revolutionary, right? He just wants to play basketball, get to the NBA, sign every autograph, take every picture, and learn Chinese, right? I mean that's all James wants to do, and so it's weird that he's a guy who's in the spotlight. He's always been in the spotlight in the sense that people have been looking at him, watching him. He's James Wiseman, for heaven's sakes. But it's just a kind of an odd role for him, it strikes me. And I guess I expect him to be really good. I've never seen him not be good. I guess I expect him to be good. Plus, Oregon is sitting there, big guy, who's got eligibility issues. That helps.
That's small help or a large help in James's favor. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Go out, get yourself some voodoo donuts.
Yeah, and I look forward to the rest of the show. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I will never sing the national anthem, but it's a nice dream to have.
Never say never.
Never say never. That's
if I learned anything from one T-Swizzle, we never say never.
Wow. Throwing out T-Swizzle. Mm-hmm. T-Swizzle? Is that what you called her?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. Well, a nice little Taylor Swift there at 9:30 on a Tuesday. When we come back, Gary Parrish joins us to talk a little more Tigers and to talk basketball. Like, how do the Tigers match up with this Oregon team? They don't have Nfali Dante. How James Wiseman can thrive in that situation? We'll talk to him about all that coming up next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Guess what?
What?
Xfinity Internet. Internet's better because it streams better. Introducing Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps.
Nice.
Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies.
Even nicer.
And it's all searchable with the Xfinity voice remote, so you can search less and watch more. It's not just easy.
It's effortless.
And it gets better.
No.
Yes, because it's not expensive. It's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost.
Wow.
You can say that again.
Wow.
Get internet that internet's better. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And add a Flex 4K streaming device on us. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency train system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast, climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back? In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks, but with a bank like First Horizon behind you with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Art, sound, and sensory overload. Tool live. Friday, January 31st, FedEx Forum. The new album, Fear Inoculum, out now. Tool. Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Tool, presented by Live Nation.
How do smart, hardworking roofing contractors keep jobs running smoothly? They save time with Beacon. The Beacon Pro Plus app features online ordering, automated rebate tracking, and online bill pay. Choose products like high-quality CertainTeed shingles and accessories. Easily find the style, color, and quantity, and let the app do the ordering for you. With Beacon Pro Plus, order 24/7 from anywhere. You work hard, now work smarter. Download the free app at beaconproplus.com.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes. Made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play 3 times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't tell you that I'm a Cooper Systems customer myself. True story. When my laptop got all tangled up with viruses, I went to Cooper Systems. When I needed a reasonably priced laptop for my sons, Cooper Systems. And why not? For more than 30 years, Cooper Systems has been serving the computer needs of Memphians. Got networking challenges? Cooper Systems can plan, design, install, and maintain your network. Need help with data recovery? Cooper Systems experts can handle that. Crack screen? No problem. Oh, and if you're in the market to buy a computer, Cooper Systems prices are typically half the price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. Or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah office park.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Gary Parrish is a college basketball columnist and TV analyst for CBS Sports. He joins us now. Gary, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jessica. What's up?
Life is good. It's cold here in Memphis.
It is cold. I walked outside this morning, and it was the ice on the grass, and you got to warm the car up to make it appropriate for when you get inside. So I think it does probably beat the humid, hot, ridiculous summers, but it's still uncomfortable.
I always say that when it's the ridiculous, hot, humid summers, that I can't wait for winter, and then winter gets here, and I couldn't roll down my window to get out of my garage because it was frozen shut. So I'm not really sure which one's better. But
yeah, this is precisely why super wealthy people who can live anywhere they want to live tend to live in Southern California, because it feels perfect almost every day, 12 months a year.
Gary, you can make the argument, though, the smartest people are those that were living in Southern California and then chose to come back to Memphis.
There are two of us sitting in here right now, actually.
The brightest amongst us all.
Every time I spend any sort of significant time in you know, San Diego, L.A., I'm reminded that, man, if it were really just left up to you, and money wasn't an option, and family ties and anything, I don't think you can do better than waking up and walking outside in those places every single day. It actually changed. I mean, you guys will know better than I, but from my perspective, it changes your mood. It makes you feel better.
It does. It was a nice lifestyle for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with its detriments and detractions. But when you look out and you see the Pacific Ocean, you're like, oh yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, those are the good old
days. I really think living in let's just say Malibu, and if you were able to wake up every day, walk outside, and look out at the Pacific Ocean, I think there's probably a way to gauge that it changes the way you feel. Actually affects your mood. At least it does mine anytime I spend any time out there.
No, I completely agree. And like by the flip side, I mean, Jess has experience with this. Like for years and years, I think in Seattle, the depression rate was higher. And I think it's the same thing. Like you just go outside and it's cloudy and rainy. So like, you know, 300 days a year. Like I definitely think weather affects your mood.
It does. But you know, the Mississippi is basically the Pacific Ocean.
We all know that.
So let's not forget the most important point there.
When you get that mud rolling from north to south, there's nothing better. White capped, brown waves.
In Memphis, the closest thing we have is you can walk outside, sweat, and look at the river.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Gary, there is a basketball game tonight, and I have to bet there will be a lot of eyeballs on this one. One, because it's a top 15 matchup on a Tuesday with not a ton going on, and two teams projected to compete for conference titles, and two, because of James Wiseman and everything that he is going through, the top-ranked player, and is going to play despite being considered ineligible. Just how big is this game and this overall situation for Memphis on a national stage here tonight?
Well, it's a November college basketball game, so it's not the Final Four, but it was always going to be a circle on the calendar matchup for basketball fans because, as you point out accurately, it's two top 15 teams and the presumptive number one pick in the NBA draft, James Wiseman. But undeniably, it is bigger and more interesting now than it otherwise would have been, because the biggest story in college sports is connected to James Wiseman and Memphis defiantly in a way that is, best I can tell, unprecedented, playing a student-athlete that the NCAA has publicly said is, quote, likely ineligible. So this was built around having Phil Knight's alma mater play one of Nike's, the namesake of a signature shoe, Penny Hardaway. That's how you end up with Oregon and Memphis in the Phil Knight Invitational. But undeniably, the storyline is now everything connected to James Wiseman.
And since everything is connected to James Wiseman, given the extra spotlight on him tonight, how do you think that he'll perform out there tonight, given the circumstances surrounding this?
It's impossible to know in advance, and I think will be hard to know even after the fact, because the truth is he might not perform brilliantly, because there's a lot of distractions that he's dealing with. He didn't ask for any of this. Unless you believe he knew the financial agreement that was made between his mother and Penny Hardaway when he was, I guess, 16 years old, then I think it's reasonable to assume he didn't know anything about this. So he is the person now that is the face of this controversy. But according to everybody I know, he was unaware of this when it went down, when his eligibility was placed in a bad spot. It wasn't because of something that he did. And I do fundamentally believe that that's true because, as I pointed out yesterday, you know, I have a 16-year-old, and if $20,000 went into my checking account tonight or was taken out of my checking account tonight, he wouldn't have any idea of it one way or another. I don't think most 16-year-olds know where their parents' money comes from. And so I don't think James is, had anything to do with what went down. But still, here he is. And so he might play poorly relative to his standards based on that, or it might just be because he's playing against the Power Conference basketball team for the first time in his life, right? Or he could go out and play brilliantly because he's motivated by the controversy or just because he's awesome at basketball. So I think sometimes we attach explanations to performances that don't always need to be attached, but and I don't know that that's always the smart thing to do, but it doesn't stop people from doing it, and I'm sure it'll happen tonight as well.
Oh, absolutely. And it's virtually a home game for Oregon tonight. They're playing at the Moda Center in Portland. They're still 3-point favorites. When you look at how these two teams match up, I mean, earlier this week, Penny Hardaway spoke about how their point guard, Peyton Pritchard, scares him, and he should. He's averaging 22 points and 7 assists in the first two games. When you look at a guy like him and other players on this Oregon team, how do they match up with the Tigers?
Well, I know some people have expressed surprise that Memphis is an underdog, but the truth is Memphis was always going to be an underdog in this game. It's, you know, though Memphis is ranked higher on some people's ballots, Oregon has always been significantly higher in the computers that, you know, usually are in line with point spreads. Combine that with the fact it's going to be played in Oregon. I'm not surprised Oregon is now, I believe, a 4-point favorite. But still, I mean, that's a 2-possession game. And I know the line opened at 3, so that's a 1-possession game. So it's a bit of a coin flip situation. Nothing crazy about Memphis going and winning. But Memphis is the underdog for a reason. They're playing in Portland, and Oregon does have the better experienced players, most notably Peyton Pritchard, who is the CBS Sports preseason Pac-12 player of the year. I will say that there's a couple of things working in Memphis' favor. You know, one of the reasons Oregon is a top 15 team is the same reason Memphis is a top 15 team, because of the strength of the recruiting class. But whereas Memphis is benefiting so far from its recruiting class, James Wiseman is awesome, Precious Achiuwa has been productive, Boogie Ellis was terrific in game two, the Oregon freshmen have done nothing. They obviously don't have in Fali Dante, and that'll be a storyline tonight as well, especially if Memphis wins. You know, Oregon is quote-unquote playing by the rules, and I don't actually believe that. There's been a lot of scandal stuff connected to that basketball program, but the point is they have a player who had eligibility concerns. He is being withheld from competition. Memphis is obviously taking a different path with James Wiseman. So that will be brought up, I'm certain, if not by the broadcast team, certainly by Oregon fans. But if you look at the next three best prospects in Oregon's top 5 recruiting class, it's C.J. Walker, Addison Patterson, and Chandler Lawson from right here in Memphis. They all went scoreless in the Oregon season opener, played better, I guess, in the second game. But C.J. Walker, who is a 5-star prospect, the Memphis fans might remember him because Memphis recruited him. He's from the Orlando area. He's only playing 11 minutes a game, averaging fewer points than anybody on Oregon's roster who has appeared in a game so far. And so, to me, that's surprising but also notable. You know, the numbers attached to these teams' names is largely connected to the expectations of the recruiting class. Memphis's recruiting class right now is performing. Oregon's isn't at all.
You've had a very realist response to this Wiseman situation, and this is something Jeff and I touched on in the last segment, and I wanted to get your opinion on it too, because while, yes, with James playing tonight, an immediate victory would be, you know, utilizing James Wiseman to get a win against a very talented Power 5 team in Oregon. But long-term-wise, what does victory look like for Memphis past this point? And do you think they can achieve what they assume victory is for them throughout this entire situation?
I would say it's possible, but unlikely. You know, I know that right now, certainly in Memphis, Memphis fans are excited about the fight. And even around the country, you know, you have the support of LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith. And, you know, Memphis is mostly being applauded by this approach. But that doesn't mean it doesn't come with real significant long-term risk. I'm sure this is a poor analogy, but it'll make the point I'm trying to make. Let's pretend that in a country where the president right now isn't the most popular person in the world, you know, you decided to go stand outside of the White House and protest in this real big way, and then you were going to jump over the fence to make a real scene and run right at the White House. There might be some people who would cheer you for doing that. You would also get shot when you did, you know, and probably die in the grass right in front of the White House. And so for everybody who is cheering Memphis right now, they won't have to deal with the consequences of what Memphis is doing right now if they do not get ultimate victory. And so, you know, it'll be fun tonight watching James Wiseman play basketball. I can't wait. But if all of this leads to a notice of allegations that accuses Memphis of using and knowingly using a likely ineligible, what would ultimately be deemed an ineligible player in defiance of the NCAA, whatever short-term wins you're getting right now are going to be completely overwhelmed by the long-term losses. You could have the season vacated, which, you know, who cares? Memphis's best seasons have been historically vacated. But postseason bans in the future, recruiting restrictions, scholarship reductions, a suspension for the head coach, fines, monetary fines. Like, I couldn't possibly predict what Memphis would be facing, but all of that stuff I just named is theoretically on the table. And it's why, like I said yesterday, you know, the university is obviously free to handle this however they want to handle it, but most universities would not handle this situation the way that Memphis is handling it. When I talk to college administrators, compliance people, even college basketball coaches over the weekend, I couldn't find a single one who told me they thought this was smart long-term. Maybe James Wiseman somehow wins in court, and maybe Memphis is able to successfully argue that that nobody violated an NCAA rule as it pertains to this case. But again, the odds of that happening seem not great.
One quick thing before I let you go. I just wanted to point out that I, Jessica Benson, AP voter, survived your first AP poll attack this week. Thank you, thank you.
I didn't even get to your ballot.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely incredible.
I didn't even get to your ballot. And the reason is because I've been doing this for so long, I have a pretty good idea when I wake up on Monday morning what I need to go look for, because it'll probably be there. And I knew that Florida losing to Florida State in the middle of an NFL Sunday would almost certainly be overlooked completely by some
AP voter. At least someone.
Yes, and I found it. It was a guy who covers Ohio State for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. He had Florida number 4 on his preseason ballot, which is fine, higher than most, but who am I to argue with that? But then Florida loses at home by double digits to an unranked opponent, and he moved Florida up to number 3 in his Monday ballot, the assumption being that he just had no idea that Florida lost the game on Sunday. That happens almost every week. It shouldn't. I don't know why it does. If I can get up every morning and get 3 kids off to school and rank 26 basketball teams without similar errors, I don't know why somebody else can't do it once a week, but that train's never late. I find it every single Monday.
Well, it was so fitting because Florida was my most difficult team to figure out what to do with when I was submitting my ballot late on Sunday. And I originally took them all the way out because someone made the bad decision to tell me to make bold choices, and I took it very seriously. But I ended up going back, and I put them at 24 in front of Baylor and behind Washington. So that, but I laughed that someone kept them so high.
Yeah, totally reasonable. In fact, when I wrote about this yesterday, one of the points I made is reasonable people can disagree on what you do with Florida when they lose by double digits at home to an unranked team so early, because in reality, it was just a terrible performance that's probably not indicative of what they're going to be. They are still probably one of the top 25 teams in the sport, but they don't have one of the top 25 bodies of work anymore, undeniably. And so reasonable people can disagree on, hey, should you drop them all the way out or keep them in the teens or keep them in the 20s? That's all fine, but we can all agree you shouldn't move them up to number 3 in the country. And if you do, I'm probably going to have to write about 500 words on you.
Just happy to be a reasonable person on this Tuesday. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
I'll see you, Jeff.
Have a good one. I really do make all of my picks, and I think to myself, I need to get like a bracelet, like, what would Gary do?
Mm-hmm.
It sits in my brain.
Probably look at Ken
constantly.
Pom.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. When we come back, Chris Harrington joins us to talk a little Bluff City Law, but mostly talking about the Grizzlies. That's next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary in range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Ugh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only 2 diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
There's no better time to save on Tempur-Pedic than during Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $600 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get $300 in bonus cash, good toward your choice of sleep accessories. No one has more Tempur-Pedic than Mattress Firm. Don't wait. Take home the most highly recommended bed in America. Feel the comfort of Tempur-Pedic yourself at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/Tempur-Pedic.
It's a new season, so it's time to remind you that if you are seeing cracks in the walls of your home, if you have any structural problems, if your floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. And if you have a foundation problem, you know by now you have a serious problem. And who do you call? You call Redeemer's Group, of course. The phone number is 541-8765, 541-8765. But you call them, A, because they're a local company that's been serving this area for more than a decade, and they're affordable and quality, but also because you can have them come out and check out whatever's going on, and it won't cost you a single cent. 541-8765. They will send one of their experts to your home. Whatever it is that you're worried about, they'll take you a look at it. Maybe there's no problem, in which case you got peace of mind. If there is a problem, they'll give you an estimate. And if you want to proceed with the project, mention my name, Jeff Calkins, $50 off. It's Redeemer's Group. Seriously, there's no reason not to call. The phone number, again, 541-8765, 541-8765. Or you can find them on the web at redeemersgroup.com.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.